My name is Jim Santel. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. The last segment of our tour, our program, delighted to spend these last minutes with a friend and colleague of mine. It should be yours as well. She is yours as well when it comes to education and voter responsibility, elections, informed choices, all those kinds of good things. She is the executive director of Blue Sky Waukesha. Delighted, honored to have Kristen Hansen with us once again for these last few minutes in our afternoon program. Kristen, tell us about 2026. What a question to ask, right?
Oh,
with 8 minutes left. Yeah. It's going to be quite a year, right? What are your perspectives on what we should anticipate? What kinds of things should be on the agenda if somebody's focused on those good kinds of electoral issues in voting?
Some interesting stuff happening, obviously statewide and nationwide, but in Waukesha County, we have a race for Brookfield mayor. One of the aldermen, Mike Hallquist, is running for mayor. I do not know if the current mayor is going to run. I don't think maybe he is. We also have a mayoral race in the city of Waukesha. There is one person who has declared for that, Scott Allen, who's currently an assembly representative Republican. But I think we're going to see more people jumping into that race. So that's going to be really interesting. We have, of course, the Supreme Court race. Mm-hmm. And again, it's going to be a Waukesha County connection. If Maria Lazar, who was a circuit court judge in Waukesha County and is now on the Court of Appeals, if she follows up with what she mentioned in a news article recently and decides to run for Supreme Court against Chris Taylor, who is an appeals court judge in Dane County, that's going to set up another race with Waukesha in it. And then, of course, in the fall, Sarah Rodriguez, who is our current lieutenant governor, who lives in the city of Waukesha now, she used to live in Brookfield, she is running for governor. So there's going to be just a lot of stuff going on around here. You know, in addition to all the usual assembly, we have a Senate race in the fall. Senate District 5 is going to be up, as are all the odd-numbered state Senate districts. We will have a Democratic primary in that race, in addition to the general race in the fall. And the old school board. We're always trying to figure out how to add some fairness and balance to our school board elections. So stay tuned, and please, everybody, pay attention to what's happening in your communities, because these are really important. Local elections are the ones that affect your life the most, but the fewest people pay attention to. We really need to flip that. And the spring elections deserve just as much as your time and attention as the fall elections do.
And Waukesha, key to much of this, right? Waukesha, maybe not the center of the universe, but pretty darn close. Pretty darn close.
The joke, right? Crucial Waukesha County, but it is true. Because Waukesha County supplies the third largest number of Democratic votes in the state. So it goes Milwaukee County, Dane County, Waukesha County, because of our size. There's 450,000 people in there. So you cannot discount the power of Waukesha County voters. I hope that they all use that power for good. But one of the things that that we don't do well is school board elections. So even though the city of Waukesha, which makes up most of the Waukesha school district, is 50-50, if we must divide, you know, blue-red, not 8 out of the 9 school board members are very far right-wing conservatives. So that is not balanced. It does not actually represent the district. So we do need some more moderate there. We need some kind of a balance so that we don't have kind of a cabal that can, you know, force all of the issues in that school board race. All of the school boards really need to have a more variety of voices than they do right now. So we'll be trying to do some education around that. The other thing that people can do is just go to our website, blueskywaukesha.org. It actually does cover the whole county. And on there, you can find your elected representatives. You can see what their voting records are. You can go to our library and see some of the books that we recommend and buy books there. You can sign up for our newsletter, which is when we announce the events we're going to do. Like, we have a member meeting coming up on Monday where we're going to do something that you recommended, Jim, and everyone listening can do this. Some of these judges who are making really hard decisions to be guardrails against authoritarianism, need a little pat on the back. They're not going to call you back, or they're not going to, you know, mail you a letter back. But send them a thank you note.
And we
send a little note to say, we just think it's great that you are being a guardrail for our democracy. Thank you for taking this case seriously. And some of the senators and representatives on either side of the aisle who are standing up to authoritarianism, give them a little pat on the back.
Right. And part of your civics commitment, informed choices, and also telling those folks in all those different positions, perspectives. And I've always said, and you and I discussed this a lot, when you get a letter and it has got a stamp on it, it's an envelope, and you open it up, and maybe it's written by Jim Santel or Kristen Hansen or anyone out there. I believe that most elected and appointed representatives in our government systems, they at least read it. And it's important to let people know that's a part of the commitment you have going forward. If people want to get more involved with you and with Blue Sky, again, you mentioned already the website, many programs, 2026. But even before then, what should they be doing today, tomorrow, in the next few months or so? What kinds of things can you do to engage with you?
We are, like I said, we have monthly member meetings. Those are social as well as informative. Excuse me, allergies. But we also are doing, Arvina Martin from Emerge is going to join us at the end of the month on a Zoom call that anyone could join about what you might think about if you're going to run for office.
Wonderful. Good.
And then we're going to do some food raising for the food pantry.
Outstanding. Lots of good civic responsibilities there. That is Kristen Hansen. She is the executive director of Blue Sky Waukesha. Kristen, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. Good work going forward and lots of things coming up in the next calendar year, the next months just ahead. This has been the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Jim Santel. Thanks everybody for joining us this afternoon. Stay with us here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media.